Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour on this Friday, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, one of our top stories today, Kristen Sinema announcing she is now registering as an independent and leaving the Democratic Socialist Party. Listen.
I've registered as an Arizona independent. I know some people might be a little bit surprised by this, but actually, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, a growing number of Arizonans and people like me just don't feel like we fit neatly into one party's box or the other. And so, like many across the state and the nation, I've decided to leave that partisan process and really just focus on the work that I think matters to Arizona and to our country, which is solving problems and getting things done.
So the Raphael Warnock, Senator Warnock, was reelected earlier this week, the balance of power right now is 51 Democrats or 51 votes for the Democratic Party. That includes two independents, Angus King of Maine and Bernie Sanders of Vermont. But that's 51-49. What you're doing today doesn't change that. It's still basically going to be 51-49.
Well, I know you have to ask that question, Jake, but that's kind of a D.C. thing to worry about. What I'm really focused on is just making sure that I'm doing what I think comports with my values and the values of Arizonans. So when I come to work each day, it'll be the same. I'm going to still come to work and hopefully serve on the same committees I've been serving on and continue to work well with my colleagues of both political parties. And I'm not really spending much time worrying about what the mechanics look like for Washington, D.C. And to be honest, Jake, I don't think anyone in Arizona is caring about that either. So I don't think things will change much for me, and I don't think things will change much for Arizonans.
All right, joining us this Friday with our news roundup hour and in news and review, Joe Concha, of course, Fox News chief media analyst and the author of Come On, Man, and Mark Simone, host of the Top Morning Show on WOR in New York. Well, Mark, were you surprised by the decision? And more importantly, how did you like the answer that Sinema gave to Jake Tapper? I know you have to ask the question, Jake, but that's a D.C. thing. I'm not going to answer it. I love that answer.
Yeah. Well, she was talking about her values. And if you're worried about your values, you kind of have to leave the Democratic Party. It's not a place for values. And hopefully the Democratic Party is getting just a stigma attached to it. I mean, people think of high crime, high taxes, high inflation, all that, and they think Democrat. It's better to be independent. And she said she won't caucus with Republicans. You know, caucus caucus means when you're in the back room doing all that wheeling and dealing. To make it sound better, they call it caucusing, but it's still bad stuff.
So what do you think happens, Joe Concha? Is she gonna vote for Chuck Schumer to be the leader in the Senate? Is she going to caucus with the Democrats in that way? Or maybe really, truly be independent and say, nope, I'm not going to be a part of any of this?
I think the answer's D there, Sean. I think that we saw with Kirsten Sinema, with Build Back Better, remember, that was the $5 trillion bill that was ultimately rejected by the Senate because of Sinema and Manchin. And then she also rejected the federalization of voting rights, where you take it away from the states and you play by the Democratic rules in every state. So on the big issues, she has gone against her own party. I just find the media coverage hilarious, because when John McCain would buck his own party and vote against, say, for instance, of Obamacare, yeah, that's a true maverick putting country over party. Then Sinema does it. It's traitor. How dare you? It's just.
Oh, it's only going to get worse. It's definitely only going to get worse. Now, the question I have, I've been watching Joe Manchin. When Joe Manchin was standing up to Schumer and Biden and against Build Back Broke, and then he finally gave in on the Inflation Reduction Act, or what I call the Tax the Poor, the Middle Class, and People on Fixed Income Act. When he gave in to that, his approval ratings prior to that were in the 70s, the highest they'd ever been in West Virginia. And then he gives in the Inflation Reduction Act, and it goes down to the in high 30s. I think it was at 38% I saw in one poll. Part of that deal, he was supposed to get a pipeline from West Virginia. I believe it was to the state of Virginia. I forget where. That pipeline is not forthcoming. They have completely reneged on that promise. And then just before the November 8th election, Mark Simone, you remember the comments about coal that Joe Biden made, that he was going to eliminate it and that he was going to eliminate all drilling offshore and onshore in America. And Joe Manchin hit the roof. Now, he's up for re-election in 2024. I'm not sure he can win running as a Democrat and running as a Democrat that has been aligned with Schumer and with Biden.
Yeah. I want to like Joe Manchin, but you want a good infrastructure project, build a backbone for Joe Manchin so he sticks to his principles.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, he's got the consistency of John Kerry. He's whatever way the wind blows. I mean, he's all for this. Unless there's a bridge involved, then maybe he could switch over to this. I don't know if Democrats can trust him. I don't know if Republicans can trust him now.
What do you think, Joe Concha?
Joe Manchin has been, we've talked to some people who would like to see him run as an independent for president. But I think he's a man without a party, right? I mean, Democrats don't trust him. And to Mark's point, Republicans, when push comes to shove, don't trust him. But can I see him becoming an independent? Absolutely. I mean, Sinema now has made this a lot easier for him. And again, to your point, when you drop something like 35 points in approval, Sean, you got to do something different if you want to get reelected. And I think that would be to either become an independent or outright just become a Republican. And then if you want to see unhinged heads exploding, if Manchin were to do that, that would be some great popcorn theater, no question.
Let me ask you both about this news of this prisoner swap, Brittany Griner, for this merchant of death, arms dealer, Victor Boot. One thing that really caught my attention and has raised my suspicion, Mark Simone, is NBC yesterday put out a report quoting a U.S. official telling NBC News that the U.S. government had sought both Griner and Paul Whelan, who's been in jail in Russia for 4 years without any evidence of being a spy, but putting that aside, anyway, Griner was released, but they report that the official said that Russia had treated Whelan differently and that the Kremlin gave the White House the choice of either Griner or Whelan. Now, later in the day, they revised that story, taking that part of the story out, saying they got it wrong. After everything that we learned from the Twitter files, as it relates to the influence of the Democratic Party with media, in the case of Twitter, you know, big tech media, in the case of NBC, traditional media, why am I suspicious that it was taken out because they didn't like the story?
Oh, I agree. I'm sure they had a choice. If you leave the choice up to woke Democrats between a Marine war hero and a WNBA player, they're going to go with the player. This has got to be the first time in history anybody's paid any attention to a WNBA trade. It's the worst basketball I've ever seen, but I'm sure they had that choice. And if you know, and I know, we all know, if it were Donald Trump, he would have figured out a way to get both of them back. You're talking about the merchant of death. You could definitely get two people for that guy.
I mean, it was such an awful deal, and reports are out there that Vladimir Putin himself, you know, he's out there bragging about this.
saying he rolled Joe Biden, and in many ways he did roll Joe Biden. Former Kremlin aide says, yeah, Putin outplayed Biden on this prisoner swap.
Completely and totally. And Biden, remember, as a candidate, said that he was the one who was going to stand up to Vladimir Putin. Look, going back to the NBC report for a moment, Sean, we saw this movie just recently, right? Paul Pelosi and that report that happened where an NBC reporter actually was asking good questions. Hey, why? What happened during those 30 minutes when Paul Pelosi was alone with the person that broke into their home? Hey, why did Paul Pelosi walk back towards his eventual attacker after police came? Why didn't he leave the house? And that guy has not been, that reporter has not been on the air since they pulled that report 3 weeks ago. And we don't know why he was suspended, why he has been taken off the air. And Paul Pelosi, basically, it seems some people got to NBC saying, you can't run this. And they pulled the report off the air. Now we're seeing it again. We see reporting that it could have been Griner or it could have been an ex-U.S. Marine coming home. And we chose the celebrity, so to speak, over the person who has been there for 3 years longer and served this country and would have fought and died for this country. So when they pull reports like this, it seems like they're the ones getting worked over the same way Joe Biden was worked over by Vladimir Putin. And NBC, not a surprise, serving at the pleasure of the Democratic Party. It's not such a far-fetched notion, Sean.
All right, quick break. More with Joe Concha, more with Mark Simone on the other side. Then your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I want to remind you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, born on 9-11, 2001. They've been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member does not come home, young kids left behind, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home to lift that financial burden and bring that family stability. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans, first responders, Tunnel to Towers also builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving our most severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. And through their Veterans Homelessness Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets all across the country, more than 500 this year alone, because they believe, and I agree with them, all veterans who honorably served our great country in peacetime, wartime, they deserve this nation's gratitude. Now, people who want to put their lives on the line for our country, for our communities, they now need our help. And hopefully you'll join the entire Hannity team here and join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good in their honor. And they're asking all of us to donate and commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
When the world gives you insanity, he gives you common sense solutions.
This country needs a course correction immediately.
Find your station at Hannity.com and listen 3 hours a day.
All right, we continue our Friday news roundup with Joe Concha and Mark Simone. Let me go to the issue of the Twitter files. We had the second release last night by journalist Barry Weiss, formerly of the New York Times. But it shows that there were blacklists of accounts that they didn't like, and they prevented disfavored tweets from trending, actively limited the visibility of entire accounts. Then we find out that, in fact, the FBI is up to its eyeballs in all of this. They were, in the weeks leading up to the 2020 election, they were meeting weekly with all of these big tech companies, and they were warning them all about a hack and leak operation. The only problem with this is the FBI agent that organized these weekly meetings, it turns out, was a big anti-Trumper. His postgraduate thesis claimed that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump. But then we find out that not only from Twitter's former head of site integrity, a guy by the name of Joel Roth, that in fact, not only were they talking about hack and leak information being disseminated, they said it might even directly be related to Hunter Biden. So before the Hunter Biden story ever broke, all of these big tech companies were warned specifically, hey, there might be information that comes your way about Hunter Biden. You better be very, very careful of it because it's likely not true or it's hacked materials, which probably explains their reluctance and resistance to even allow anyone to post the New York Post story. Mark.
Well, it's the worst collusion, censorship, awful stuff. A few years ago, it all started. It happened to me, and I started talking to other people. It was happening to anybody supporting Trump. anybody want to post anything bad about Democrats. They started shadow banning us. Then they spread it to other things. If you wanted to disagree with the vaccine, you would get shadow banned. It was just, you know, you could argue it's a private company. But so was the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, originally. Can you imagine if he said, if I don't like what you're saying, you can't talk on my phone? You can't have that. Something's got to be done about it. Thank God Musk is exposing this. But now Twitter is getting shadow banned. You don't see any coverage of all this in the New York Times or on the nightly news and the networks, the Sunday shows. This is getting shadow banned by the rest of the media.
What's your reaction to all this, Joe? I mean, this is your area of expertise.
Well, you look at ABC, NBC, CBS, their morning and evening newscast. And before you say, no one watches the evening news anymore. Believe it or not, the numbers are still fairly strong. When you combine their audiences in the evening news section, for example, more than 20 million people watch per night combined. And they have not covered any of these document dumps given to Matt Taibbi, an actual real independent journalist, and Barry Weiss, an actual real independent journalist, as you said, formerly the New York Times. He's not getting invited to CPAC anytime soon. And they're ignoring this completely. So that's called the bias of omission, which is the most insidious kind of bias, because that is withholding information that the public should know. And they're doing it knowingly, obviously, because let's say we just changed two names out here for a second, Sean, Mark. Let's say we took out Hunter Biden's laptop and we made it Eric Trump's laptop. What do you think that coverage would look like? They'd be starting impeachment hearings for Donald Trump, even though he's 23 months out of office, if that were the case. But as usual, it's silence of the lambs from the folks that serve at the pleasure of the Democratic Party.
What does this mean for big tech going forward, Mark? And should all the other big tech companies now be required to release their policies and systems and what they're doing behind the scenes? Remember, they have Section 230 protections in terms of liability protection that probably shouldn't be afforded to a lot of these companies.
Yeah, and it's not just about being a publisher. It's like I said with the phone and Alexander Graham Bell. It comes to a point where you got to declare it a utility, and you can't get involved in this kind of censorship. I see the same shadow banning still going on Facebook, and I'm sure everybody else is guilty of it. It's got to stop, and I don't know who's going to crack down on it. I mean, certainly not the Democrats, not this administration. And if they were smart, these sites like Facebook would try to get away from the news, get out of politics, and stay away from it.
Yeah. Joe?
Since we have a Republican Congress coming in on January 3rd, people talk about how, you know, the midterms were horrible. The midterms, you know, okay, I get that Republicans should have won by 3 touchdowns in the House and taken the Senate. They lost one seat in the Senate, but they still took the House. And that's important because now you could have investigations around this. You can get the heads of Google and Facebook and all the other big tech companies up on Capitol Hill and finally get some answers around this and really do something about the aforementioned Section 230, which provides them liability protection. That you take that away, then suddenly these companies will struggle mightily. But either way, Elon Musk probably should have got Person of the Year, because he really, and he won it last year as well, he has really unveiled what we already knew. Now we have the receipts, and that's very important, Sean.
You know what? I just find Elon a fascinating figure. I think he's a modern-day pioneer. You know, he's one of these people that is transforming media by doing this. I think it's taking great courage. And what are the thanks that he gets? An investigation into the fact that one of his office buildings in San Francisco has a bedroom in it in case one of his employees is working overtime and gets tired and wants to take an hour's nap, as if they don't have enough problems in San Francisco.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour on a Friday, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Chris, Kansas City, glad you called, Chris. How are you?
Oh, man, how you doing? It's good to finally talk to you every time. I know it's hard to get into your show, but I wanted to get in on this one, this Brittany Griner thing, man. You mean to tell me that the United States of America traded an arms dealer for a women's WNBA basketball, not even star, just person? Nobody knew who she was until she got stuck in Russia. Yet we got somebody who busted their butt, went through all the training to serve our country, and he's still sitting there. But they want us to believe that we tried, but they said no. So one American's better than no Americans. Well, this is what you do. If that's all they were going to offer, then sorry, Brittany, you got to stay. It's not worth letting, you know, this type of guy go back to Russia. It's just not worth it. You know, everybody makes the big deal about, you know, she just had just, you know, a little bit of contraband on her. That's you know, it's so bad.
Listen, don't get me wrong. I'm glad Brittany Griner's home. You know, and I'm glad she got home in a timely fashion where she can now build back her life as an athlete. She only has X number of years where she's able to perform at a level where she can make a lot of money. And I want that for her. But I also want Paul Whelan out. He's been there 4 years. He's a Marine. He served his country, served in Iraq. And I can't believe we give up the Merchant of Death for somebody that has a minor weed conviction in Russia. And, you know, I guess you have to prioritize. Now, Biden is claiming that they didn't offer Whelan. NBC News reported that, in fact, they had a choice. And then they took back that story. Did they take it back because the administration pressured them to take it back? Or it's a fact? I don't know anymore. after what we've learned from Twitter and the influence that the Democrats have on all of big tech, nothing surprises me anymore. They can call conservatives conspiracy theorists all they want, but the reality is that you have an unholy alliance between the Democratic Party and their spokespeople, and that is the media mob. They are tied at the hip. They're one and the same. They're an extension of each other. So it was a horrible deal by any objective measure. Now, had Joe gotten Whalen and Brittany Griner out, that would have been a far better deal. I would have been happy with that deal, although still Vladimir would have gotten the better part of the deal.
And like I said, I believe you're 100% correct. And, you know, and this is what I tell everybody. It's, you know, you look at it as nobody should be held on, you know, what she was held on. But you're in a different country. You're not here in the United States. In the United States, it'd be totally different, but you're there. I mean, you should know, hey, I better do my research and see what I can and cannot take there. You know, yeah, bonehead decision on her part to do that. But I don't buy it for one second. And this is what I see. You know, they said that they've been trying to get our Marine out for, you know, so many months now. But Brittany Griner has been there how long? They were able to, you know, get her out, you know, fairly quick. To me, and I'm not going to lie, it looks like Biden wants to stir up the black vote, the LGBTQ vote. Hey, I got her home. Look at me. This is what I did. And it's almost like a game of chess. I mean, it just, to me, it don't. You know, I'm glad she's here. Nobody should be stuck over there in their jail system. But it was a bad trade. And honestly, if you're trying to let a killer go back for a WNBA star, I would almost say, yeah, no, we can't do that. Let's come to the table and let's see what else we can do.
Look, if I was president, I would have held out for both or I wouldn't have done the deal. With that said, I am glad that Brittany's home, but I do wish that Mr. Whalen was home also. He's a Marine. He served his country. He's been there 4 years. He deserves to come home, too.
Yeah, he definitely deserves to be here. And people are outraged. The White House has to know it. I just don't see how they can spin this off as, you know, Joe the hero. He got Brittany back. And it's not how we see this. There are outraged Americans right now. It's all over social media. It's whoever, you know, you talk to in your day to day life or people at work. I mean, it's all over the place. And everybody I have talked to, you know, feels the same way. Everybody feels the same way, but it's just, you know, the White House's spinness is, you know, Joe Biden done this great job. He got her home. No, that's not how we've seen it. This trade was horrible. There's so much mockery going on about this. And I just think they have to know.
Look, I'm putting the politics of Brittany Griner aside. She's not somebody that wants to stand for the national anthem or even be on the court during the national anthem. It's not about politics to me. It's about an American being held unjustly in a foreign country. But then on the other hand, you've got a Marine who served his country that would proudly stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. His brother just told us today that he gets up every morning in a Russian prison and sings our national anthem. And he's still behind bars in Russia. And the Merchant of Death, which obviously Vladimir Putin wanted out pretty bad, I think over time would have given both prisoners to us for the Merchant of Death. And that's a matter of negotiation. And you know what? Joe's not particularly good at it. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thanks, Chris. Let's say hi to Jimmy's in Texas. Jimmy, how are you, man? What's going on? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Sean. Glad to talk to you. Great. A big fan of yours for years.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just want to touch base with, you know, some things here. I'm been in oil field for 30 plus years. I keep hearing on different things of the oil deal. Why are we doing this and why are we doing this? I'm a country boy, redneck. Call me a redneck if you want to. I don't care. I don't have a pronoun to go by. This is the way it is to me.
How about a great American that's worked in the oil industry, in the oil fields, and the gas industry, in the energy sector, the lifeblood of the world's entire economy, that works his ass off every day and has done so for 30 plus years, raised his family, I'm assuming, and obeys the laws, pays his taxes, and pretty much defines American greatness. That's who I think you probably are, Jimmy. I'm a pretty good judge of character.
Yeah, you got that. That pretty much fits me. That's what I've done all my life, and do that. Yes, and I hear them talking about this problem with oil. They all, you know, pass the blame, pass the buck, pass this, and I've listened to this on every different news media that you see, social media, whatever you see it. It's always passed. It all boils down to, if you back up and follow the money, you'll find out where it all is. I mean, I haven't seen anything that showed me how much we were getting for our oil reserves when Joe was selling them, and then what we're paying for the money, for the oil coming in, because there's the swamp, and I truly believe that they exposed themselves when Trump was in office up there. It is underwritten. They are so conniving and have a base built up all the way down through the election polls, and you're dealing with companies that that build that, and they're in cahoots with that party. This whole mess is just if you follow the money, and you'll find out what the whole seal is, because everybody's got their finger in the pot, is all supportive of this other. They got the new energy green deal. Is they're in cahoots with the big companies that's trying to push their electric cars and their, you know, anything that's made for that. They're in cahoots with them. They're getting money for their quote paying campaign donations, you know, which all funnels back into their personal back pocket when it's all said and done, you know. And it's just, you know, it's corrupt all the way down. And I don't know if there's my question, and maybe you can tell me if there is anybody in the FBI, anybody in Washington that is honest and can stand up for the right and get this corruption out from there.
Well, you know what? It's going to take all of us to find the right people that'll serve their constituencies versus these other people that, you know, serve themselves. I mean, it's really that simple. You know, the saddest thing is here, I'm guessing that the oil industry, the energy sector has been pretty good to you in your life. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
It's provided you and your family with a good living?
Yes. Uh-huh. Sure has.
Because everybody I know that's worked in oil and gas, even the guys that drive the trucks, they do pretty well financially, right?
Oh yes, you can make a living and raise a family. You sure can.
You can make a living, raise a family, go out to eat, go to Disney once when your kids are young, take your occasional vacations, not have to worry about paying the mortgage every month. You have a place to stay, roof over your head, and a pretty comfortable life, right?
That's right. That's right.
You get an occasional new car or truck or whatever your that happens to be. All of that is now being ripped away from Americans because of this mysterious, insane policy of, oh, well, it's the lifeblood of the world's economy, but we're only going to work on energy independence with renewables when the technology doesn't even exist. We'll unilaterally disarm. We won't produce any of this energy domestically, but we'll import it from countries like Venezuela, OPEC plus countries, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Russia. We'll pay a premium for it, and somehow that's good policy for the environment. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yes, it does. I mean, exactly.
That makes sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me.
No. I mean, what you're saying. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. In this new Green Deal that they're just keep cramming down our throats. I'm a small cattle rancher also, and they're, you know, I see in foreign countries where the government's over there pushing their Green Deal in their countries, and they're taking over farms and doing away with them because of their Green Deal and the emissions the cattle are putting off, and they're taking family farms away from them over there, and, you know, and just destroying their economy with the way they're doing things. And everything I see is pointing in that direction here now because of this, you know, agenda that this bunch has got. In the deal today with Brittany, any American that's held with illegally and not right, I'm all for any United States American to get back where they belong. But this was totally a political stunt because he's got legislature on his desk to sign for federal law for marriage guidelines for every state. And he is playing into all that to go along and just get more publicity about him signing that deal is the whole deal behind getting her home, that I believe. That's my only, my opinion and mine only.
I have no idea what the whys, the wherefores, and I just don't even trust that they're ever going to be honest with us anyway and give us the real deal, what went on behind the scenes. Anyway, my friend, don't ever let anyone call you names, because you're the American that makes America great again. People like you make America great every single day. And the hard work that you put in, it's, you know, that's the heart and soul of this country. And some people seem to forget it. I'm not forgetting it. Wyatt, Colorado, next. Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. So I just had a question about the 2024 election. You talk about people moving from deep blue states like New York and Pennsylvania, and they're moving to Texas, the Carolinas, and Florida. You say that it'll make the deep blue states more blue, and I agree with that. But if people are moving out of those blue states, that lowers the population. So won't that affect the Electoral College from that state in 2024?
Well, first of all, we do a census every 10 years. We just did one. So it's not going to happen dramatically. I do believe we'll pick up some electoral votes in certain states like Florida, et cetera, maybe South Carolina. I think we got one, or North Carolina. I'm not sure where. Not enough to make a difference. There'll be a couple of fewer. There'll be fewer electoral votes in California, but there's still a massive state, and not enough to make a discernible difference. Not enough to make up if you don't win Pennsylvania. Not enough to make up for Wisconsin. Not enough to make up for Michigan. And those are the states that we've got to figure out how to win. And for Republicans, you know, you've got to thread the needle. You've got to run the table. You've got to win all of those states. And if you don't, you're not going to get to 270. Republicans have a math problem. And, you know, it's a good thing they're not going to have to spend money or time or much time in Florida. They're not going to have to spend as much money or time in Ohio. Not that they don't want to be there, but their time will be better spent in Michigan and in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. But those states are going to get harder and harder and harder to win. And so over time, that's a big concern that I have that a lot of people aren't talking about. I'm not saying they're not winnable, but I'm saying that it's hard. It was hard before. Arizona, you can add to the list. Nevada, you can add to the list. So anyway, I appreciate the call. I hope people start paying attention to this. I call it accelerated migration. All right, that's going to wrap things up. What a busy news week this has been. We'll have more if there's any more Twitter file releases on Monday. Hopefully you'll join us for that. We're following the battle for Speaker and the agenda of the Republican Party. We'll see the status of that next week and all the other news you'll never get from the media mob, all coming up Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.